Reformation in Denmark. In the countries of the north, the gospel found a peaceful entrance. Students at Wittenberg returning home carried the Reformed faith to Scandinavia. Luther's writings also spread the light. The hardy people of the north turned from the corruption and superstitions of Rome to welcome the life-giving truths of the Bible. Tausen, the reformer of Denmark, as a boy early gave evidence of vigorous intellect and entered a cloister. Examination showed him to possess talent that promised good service to the church. The young student was granted permission to choose a university of Germany or the Netherlands for himself, with one proviso: he must not go to Wittenberg to be endangered by heresy. So said the friars. Tausen went to Cologne, one of the strongholds of Romanism. Here he soon became disgusted. About the same time he read Luther's writings with delight and greatly desired to enjoy the personal instruction of the reformer. But to do so he must risk forfeiting his superior's support. His decision was soon made and ere long he was a student at Wittenberg. On returning to Denmark, he did not reveal his secret, but endeavored to lead his companions to a purer faith. He opened the Bible and preached Christ to them as the sinner's only hope of salvation. Great was the wrath of the prior, who had built high hopes on him as a defender of Rome. He was at once removed from his own monastery to another and confined to his cell. Through the bars of his cell, Tausen communicated to his companions a knowledge of the truth. Had those Danish fathers been skilled in the church's plan of dealing with heresy, Tausen's voice would never again have been heard, but instead of consigning him to some underground dungeon, they expelled him from the monastery. A royal edict, just issued, offered protection to the teachers of the new doctrine. The churches were open to him, and the people thronged to listen. The New Testament in Danish was widely circulated. Efforts to overthrow the work resulted in extending it, and ere long Denmark declared its acceptance of the Reformed faith.